My name is Teresa Morris. I'm from, born and raised in Sandwich, Illinois. Everybody wants to be able to say, I am being productive. I am doing something that is making an impact. I believe, truly believe that. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. You want to be able to do something that means something to somebody else.
My name is Mike Botts. I grew up in Decatur. My parents have always been giving people, and then we learned that growing up, and then I always hear these negative stories all around, and yet people don't go out and search for generosity. You go out and you find what you search for. This is what it's all about, because people are generous no matter where you go. You just have to look for it.
My name's Patty Weber. I'm from Sandwich. Been here my whole life. When my son had cancer, people came out of the woodwork. They were so generous with everything. He had a benefit, but he didn't want it for him. He wanted it to go to the cancer ward. And everybody just, it was thousands of people that came here. And I could not believe how wonderful all these people were. And when I hear people complain about something, I think, man, you guys don't know. This must be people that like to complain. But I feel very blessed.
My name is Alice Curris. It's the little stuff. You know, it's like I know people have done big things for me throughout my life. You know, when I was a kid, I grew up in a poor family. I remember my mom, school was starting and shoes, and we couldn't afford it. And all of a sudden, a couple days later, somebody from the church had come, picked up a few of us kids, there were 10 of us, and took us off to the shoe store and said, now don't tell anybody where these shoes came from. You know, so it's like my entire life, little things, when it's been needed, the attitude we have toward each other is what really makes it work. The putting somebody else first is what makes it easier for us to deal with what's going on in our own situation.
I'm Sally Craig. I live in Leland, and I work here at the Fox Valley Older Adult Center. I run the kitchen, do activities, we do bingo and all sorts of stuff. Something that always comes to my mind is about 11 years ago in October, my husband needed a kidney very bad, and three sisters of mine came forward, and my one sister that volunteers in the kitchen all the time with us gave him a kidney.
My name is James Sheridan. I was born in Chicago. I lived in Bolingbrook for 35 years, and now we moved to Plano about 7 years ago. And my wife was sick. She had dementia. I took care of her at home for 3 years, and I have a lot of good thoughts and memories of that, even that she wasn't able to talk or walk or anything, but every once in a while, when I'd think, oh my God, what am I going to do? She'd have her eyes open and a little smile on her face, and I'd say, hi, sweetie. And I'd say, oh, look at your beautiful blue eyes. And I'd say, I think I need a kiss, and she'd pucker up. Wasn't able to talk or anything, hardly at all. Well, I think that it's important to be generous with people's feelings to help you out in certain things that you go through in life. And I've always tried to do that. My wife was a sweetheart. If anybody needed something, she would always try to help them.